This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Y. Delang Pariyat. To mark the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking, Press Information Bureau Shillong, in collaboration with the Office of the Commissioner, Customs Northeastern Region Headquarters, organized a media interaction under the banner Varta in Shillong yesterday. Joint Commissioner of Customs, Spencer M. William, talked about recent trends in the movement of drugs from neighboring Myanmar, revealing how the region is increasingly being used as a transit as well as consumption corridor. The Northeast is witnessing a surge in synthetic drug smuggling, especially amphetamine, largely trafficked from Myanmar. Customs officers across the Northeast have made significant seizures in close collaboration with the BSF, Assam Rifles and state police forces, he said. Meghalaya, along with the rest of the world, observed International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking yesterday. At an event in Shillong, Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma informed that drugs worth over 1,000 crore rupees have been recovered by the police over the past 3 years. He urged all citizens to come together in the fight against drugs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has acknowledged the cultural and ecological significance of Meghalaya's GI-tagged Rindya silk, describing it as a powerful symbol of the state's heritage and ethical craftsmanship. In a letter addressed to Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma, the Prime Minister expressed his appreciation for the gift of Rindya silk, which was hand-woven by women weavers of Ribhoi district. In his letter, Mr. Modi noted the growing global demand for products that are not only environmentally sustainable, but also socially responsible. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma expressed his gratitude to the Prime Minister for recognizing Meghalaya's Rindya Eri silk. The Indian Army and Assam Rifles, in coordination with the Manipur Police, Central Reserve Police Force and Border Security Forces, have launched intelligence-based joint operations in the hills and valley districts of Manipur. Operations conducted between the 16th and 22nd of June in Thobal, Bishnupur, Kakching, Kamjong, Tengnupal, Senapati, Imphal East and Imphal West resulted in the apprehension of 17 cadres. Three improvised explosive devices and 24 weapons were also seized. A two-day orientation program on rules, procedures and conduct of business for members of the Legislative Assembly of Arunachal Pradesh began in Itanagar yesterday. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main said that the program is crucial for legislators as it equips them with the knowledge and skills needed for effective lawmaking, meaningful debates and responsible conduct in the Assembly. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma visited Ribhoi district yesterday to inaugurate two newly constructed buildings of the community and rural development blocks at Bhoirambong and Umling. The responsibility for the inauguration of the new building of the Bhoirambong CNRD block at Lomdakhila village was handed over to Colbert Shadup, a retired army personnel who had participated in the Indo-Pak Wars of 1965 and 1971. Speaking on the occasion, the Chief Minister mentioned that 46 new CNRD block buildings are under construction across the state. Meghalaya Cabinet Minister and Government Spokesperson Paul Lingdor has asked pressure groups to be extra sensitive while dealing with issues like the interstate boundary dispute and not use the state government as a punching bag. Giving an update on the Lapangap incident, he said the government is working towards resolving the issue with its counterpart Assam. Mr. Lingdor also said that the state police have taken the recent incident at Lapangap in West Jhansi Hills seriously and are actively addressing the situation. In a major breakthrough, the Anti-Narcotics Task Force busted a drug trafficking network operating out of a hardware store in Shillong's cantonment area. The operation led to the seizure of 162.52 grams of heroin and the detention of three individuals, while one suspect is absconding. According to an official statement on the 24th of June, based on a tip-off, the Anti-Narcotics Task Force detained one person in possession of 10.26 grams of heroin. Investigation into the matter is currently on. The Jagannath Ratha Yatra, the chariot festival, is being celebrated across the country today. The idols of Jagannath and his two siblings, Subhadra and Balabhadra, are taken out in decorated chariots pulled by devotees on the occasion. Rath Yatra is one of the major festivals in the state of Manipur and also other states in the northeastern region. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.